Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. We'll be starting the show in a minute, but be sure to check out the blog at www.divaofdaysofourlives.com, and also find us on Facebook at Diva of Days of Our Lives and Diva of Dual on Twitter. We're also on iTunes, so check us out there and check out our Blog Talk Radio. We have all the shows archived, also including the interviews. And I think Anna is here with me. Hi, Anna.
Hello. Hello.
And I think Carrie's here, just popped on. Carrie?
Better late than never.
All right.
Oh, yeah. I saw that number pop up, so okay. We also want to pimp our friends at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. I don't know what they're up to down in Florida, but I hope they stay
uh-huh.
safe from the hurricane.
Oh, yeah.
Down there. Yeah. So I heard them tweeting, some things on Facebook. I think they're out of the way of it, but I can't be 100% sure. So,
So
you're at Causey Hooch, and I'm Mama_Hooch, and Diva Dole, and also follow at Lauren Coslow and at Teo Penglis, and and so did everybody get a chance to watch the show this week?
Yeah, I watched all five episodes this week.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, look right there.
I got Tuesday and Thursday, and I was proud of myself.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Good. Someone else that watched all five shows. Up in that's good. Very good. So where should we start? Anna, did you want to, since you watched two shows,
sure.
I know you probably
sure.
watched Kate.
I could
watch the
Kate
show.
I could give you the Kate updates real
yeah.
quick.
I know Tuesday was Kate and Andre, and Kate and other people too, but yeah. So
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh,
wherever you want to start.
Oh, and we don't have it on schedule yet, but we should also probably let people know that we will be having an interview coming up soon that I'm sure a lot of the people that follow us will want to tune in for and want to call in on. So keep your eyes and ears open because we should have more details soon.
It's a matter of time
so
and schedule.
Let's see. So Kate. Kate and Andre were on Tuesday, and Kate was on Thursday. Let's see. First of all, as always, Kate looked awesome. We might as well get that out of the way. Speaking of that, somebody sent me a picture of a screenshot of she's in the soap opera. They were in Soap Opera Digest last week, I think, and now in this week's Soap Opera Digest, she's got a page about her fashion and style sense and all, so thought that was cool. Lauren Coslow, not Kate, but anyway. Let's see. So I guess the main things that were kind of hilarious I don't remember which days these happened, but she bought, I guess, with everything going on with Jennifer and Abigail supposedly dying and everything, and Jennifer having problems with her addictions, Doug and Julie decided they just couldn't keep up the Martin House bed and breakfast anymore, and so they sold it to Kate. And all of us are thinking, she doesn't seem like the B&B type. So they were leaving, we're so glad you're taking over. You know, we just can't do the B&B with all the things that are going on in our family right now. And by the way, there are some people that stay here that this is their permanent home. Like, they're not just here for the night or whatever. They actually pay, you know, to live here, like as tenants. And then they leave. And we're all thinking, that's not going to last long. And no sooner are they out the door than Kate starts calling the tenants and telling them that she's kicking them out. So it was pretty funny. And then I just love Kate. And my mom happened to be watching it with me, who really doesn't watch the show, and she was cracking up. Kate just cracked her up all week. Anyway, so then let's see. You know, she's taken over the Martin house, and she made some comment looking around like, well, she was going to have to do a gut job on it or something. Didn't she make some comment like she's going to have to basically redecorate? And here it's a historical building.
Yeah, for
but,
her
you
taste.
Know, she's going to have to change it for her taste. And then while she was there, Andre shows up, and I don't know if you want to, Marianne, do you want to take that part of it, or do you want to?
Yeah, I was surprised. I wasn't sure when he was going to be on this week, and it was just kind of like all of a sudden the door, you know, somebody's at the door, and it was Andre, and he's more or less like, you know, oh, like, what do you want? And he said, and then he kind of went to, and referred back to the previous when they were, he says, well, the last time we spoke about, you know, getting together and getting revenge on Deimos, you know, or you know, working together. Mm-hmm. And he says, well, aren't you going to ask me in? And she says, oh, well, yeah, come in. And then they poured themselves a drink. And he says, well, where should we start? World domination? And Kate said, well, yeah, we could start in Salem and work our way up. So it's like they're already thinking, yes. And so she says, well, yes. She says, but, yes, she says something about, yes, there's a few irritants that I want to take care of. And he says, well, do you want my help? And she said, no, I don't need your help. I'm already taking care of it or whatever. So whatever it is, which we think we all know what it is because the spoilers are out there. We can talk about that later. I thought Andre might be on it, although he said no, but that doesn't mean anything. But so that basically was – it wasn't long enough. It wasn't enough Kate and
but
Andre.
I mean,
and
so
I know
much
I had
fun. You can just tell they enjoy working together and stuff.
Well, yeah. And I had tweeted, I had tweeted out there to both of them. I said, oh, now I said, I see, you know, now Kate has, since Kate bought the Martin Manor, I said, now Andre has a place to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I
included them in there because, you know, Andre's kicked out of the mansion and I think he's living
right.
in that hotel room next to Aiden or whatever in the Salem
that's
Inn
right.
or wherever they're at. So I said, now is that a possibility? Now Andre has a place to sleep. So I tweeted that to NBC Days and stuff. So, but we did.
Oh,
I mean, it was
great.
Cute. I mean, it was a couple of minutes,
just wasn't
but
long enough.
Hopefully,
yeah.
It wasn't long
yeah.
enough. It's never long enough. So yeah.
And
so Kate's
other,
up to.
Yeah. So the other part that was hilarious is, so I guess was it the week before that. Was it last week that, or this past week that Philip and Kate were having? I think we talked about that last time. They had a conversation where she wasn't paying any attention or anything.
Yeah, that
anyway,
was that
this
was last
week. This week they were basically he and Chloe show up. They've decided that they need to tell Kate that they're having a baby and that it's Philip's baby. And that if they can get that solidified and convince her of that, then somehow that's going to lend credibility to their lie or something, I guess, is what their logic was.
I don't know. I don't understand why they told Kate. That was a big mistake.
So it would get
I can't
back
understand
to Deimos. I don't know. But anyway,
and it did.
So, it sure did. So then, so they're telling her, well, Chloe walks up. It was kind of funny because she's saying something about Chloe and Chloe walks up. Anyway, so they're, you know, they obviously have a long history of not liking each other and everything. So, or wanting each other dead or whatever you want to put it. But anyway, so Kate's not buying it for one second. She doesn't think that this is Philip's kid. She's in fact, I guess this time, wasn't it just her and Phil? I can't remember. It's like one time Chloe was with them and one time she wasn't. I was like, anyway, bottom line is that she was like not buying it at all. I guess they were both there because then they said, well, we think she bought it, you know, like after she left, they're like, well, that went better than we thought or whatever, you know, or something. But she was like, oh, come on, this isn't, you know, are you seriously not going to have a DNA test and blah, blah, blah. And so no sooner has she walked out the door, she has these flashbacks to when somehow there, you know, with Deimos, where she's Kate's connecting Chloe to him. And then she realizes right away, wait a minute, it's got to be Deimos' kid. So I guess, I don't know how she did it, because she was calling from her cell phone, but she was acting like she was like a doctor's office.
Mm-hmm.
And left
yeah.
him and called Deimos. Is that what happened? I was trying to figure.
Yeah.
I don't know why he wouldn't have had her phone number in his cell phone and like realized it was Kate calling, but whatever. But anyway, she called and acted like she was calling about Chloe's pregnancy appointment or something like that, OBGYN appointment or something. And of course, Deimos is like, huh? You know, and then she goes, you know, I don't know. She just moved on. But anyway, she was pretending. And that's how she planted the seed with Deimos, so that he would get curious and start sniffing around. And she used like a different voice, so he didn't know it was her. So anyway, right? Is that what you guys got out of that? Because I'm pretty
yep.
sure that's what I'm remembering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then immediately
he
starts thinking,
mm-hmm.
wait a minute, Chloe's pregnant. That kid's got to be mine. She wasn't
mine.
Seeing anybody
right.
else. Blah 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 blah. So he starts sniffing around and. Doesn't he show, I think he shows up at the, to confront them, right? I mean, let's see, doesn't he go and confront, I'm a little fuzzy, I don't know. Anyway, bottom line is Kate dimed him out right away. I mean, no sooner had she left the restaurant than she was already diming them out and throwing them under the bus. So, so then, let's see, were those the main things with Kate in them? I think so, because we had Andre, we had Philip, we had Chloe. That's all I can think of right now. And then, I don't know, somebody want to take it from there?
Can I interject
or...
something?
Sure.
I have to, the best line of the week was mm-hmm. about, I think, is it, oh, it's Philip. He talked about her buying the B&B and thought it was
oh,
something.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and he didn't think it was something in her character. And he's like, oh, you do start the Kate Roberts tour of Salem. And I just thought it was hilarious.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. He did have scenes because then, that's right, on Thursday he went over to her with his head hanging low. And he was like, I really
oh,
need
yeah.
to buy
that's,
out my silent partner.
That.
That's right. Thanks for bringing
yeah.
that up, Terry, because I forgot
he's
that
buy out
yeah,
he, mm-hmm.
I guess it's Shell. It's Belle, right? So
yeah.
he wants to buy
yeah.
out her. I'm not really sure. Why does he want to buy her out? I can't remember.
And he said she's not being silent enough as a silent
oh,
partner.
Oh, okay.
But, of course, Kate's going to be a
and that whole
silent,
history
silent
between
partner.
Them, too. I'm
oh,
sure
yeah.
that's
yeah.
not. It's awkward.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So, all that
so
too,
anyway,
uh-huh.
so Kate's like, you know, no, like basically, nope, not going to do it, you know, kind of thing. Because he's asking for, he's like, it's just a loan. I just, you know, I'll pay you back. You know, and she's like, basically sends him on his way. And then, you know, they have a fight. And he's like, never mind. Never, because she starts saying, you know, under on one condition, you, you know, prove that you're Chloe's baby daddy or whatever, get proof or whatever. And he's like, never mind. And he shuts it down and leaves. And then later on, she shows up. And makes nice with Philip and is like, you know, I've rethought it, you know, here's your check and all. And I can't remember if she's, oh, I know. I'm sure she's making nice now because she dropped the bomb on Deimos, you think? I mean, I don't know. I mean.
Oh, I think she's doing it to spy on Chloe.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Yeah.
yeah.
See, this
easier
really is her
sabotage.
Grandbaby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you know, she, when you mentioned grandbabies, she made a very legitimate, you know, had a legitimate concern. Wait a minute. When she was talking to both of them at the restaurant, she was like, wait a minute, you've already done this to my son once. I mean, she, the protective mama bear came out in her son.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just about her history with Daniel and all the other stuff and hurting Lucas. At least she didn't have enough reasons to hate Chloe already. And for Chloe to hate her. But she was kind of like, you know, wait a minute, you already convinced my son that he was the father. And we, you know, for years thought that, you know, he was our, that Parker was my grandchild and his son. And then you ripped him away from us and all.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when she was like, well, you know, we've spent a lot of time. Parker's visited with film a lot in Chicago and blah, blah, blah. And we got back together while we, you know, all that was going on and blah, blah, blah. But anyway, yeah, I forgot about that angle. But, I mean, Kate has every reason in the world to hate and not trust Chloe, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, yeah, that's probably why she wants, because basically because Kate is Kate, she knows that, that the money does have strings attached, basically. So,
yeah.
Anyway, so that's, you know, that's that part. So somebody wants to take it from there.
Yeah. So, what do we want to talk about? Carrie, is there any particular thing that you liked the best or wanted to talk about? Or?
Yeah, I thought Kevin wants to, yeah. I think to me the best episode of the week was Tuesday, but it seemed like we had, I don't know who wrote the script on Tuesday, but it was pretty funny.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
It was really funny. It was. I love the humor and the wit and the, yeah. And, I mean, I wish I wrote it down and remembered more of the details, but I remember laughing my butt off.
I know.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. I never, a lot
and
of
then
times
the way
anymore,
Kate,
I can't remember.
And the way
the old brain.
Kate and the way that Kate and Andre interact and stuff, the way they play things is great. I just love it.
Oh, they always play things, yeah. You
know, I
know. The champagne
they just
and
have
the,
to
yeah,
be.
And then we're.
Oh, I hope we see more and more of them because they're just so fun.
Yeah. And it's, yeah. And after reading that Soap Opera Digest interview, that was that, you know, you could just how much they really like each other. And,
oh, yeah.
And like working together and like their characters. And there's just, there's just so much potential with Kate and Andre. These writers, like, I don't know why they can't see it. Or, you know, I mean, they're starting, but we want them to, you know, we want them to take it further. Like, so hopefully that'll happen. So, the Tate kidnapping. Brady finds when he brought Teresa and Tate to visit Maggie, and of course he thinks Victor's totally guilty. Maggie's kind of torn. She wants to believe Victor, but I think she has her doubts. And then he finds a pill on the floor. Well, first he wasn't sure what it was. And here it was a pill, and he had Sean analyze it. And it is the same one that was used to poison Teresa. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Teresa, yeah. So there's even more evidence that's making it look like it's Victor. And also Victor went to see Deimos. Deimos swears that he had nothing to do with it, and he says, come on, Victor, he said, this is the perfect setup. It's making you look guilty, and it's also making it look like I set you up, you know, that I set you up to do this. And he says, obviously, it's somebody that's trying to, you know, have revenge against both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, did you want to say what the spoiler is? It's out there already in Soap Opera Digest. Did you hear that? Who eventually is the one?
I was having problems with.
Oh.
No, you can do it. You can share what
the
spoiler is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's going to come down. It's going to be Kate, and that's why I said I thought maybe Andre too is behind this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think so, but we'll see.
It just annoys me that they.
So I know I get the Deimos. Yeah, I get the Deimos angle and why she wanted to, but why Brady and why the taking a bit? You know what I mean? I thought she was over getting revenge on Victor, and I don't know what she has against Brady and Teresa. I guess a means to an end. I guess, you know, anything to get Deimos. So I don't know all the particulars of it, but I guess that's coming up, that it was her. So, and another thing.
Away with it this time, because this is the second time she set somebody up in a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
But she also lied about Nicole killing Deimos.
Oh, but yeah. Come on. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. She has the Demiros behind her, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of this. And then Hope's going to be in trouble, too, because Aiden's going to be digging into the Stefano murder.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to go after her. So I think she's going to be in trouble again. I mean, that's what I'm hearing anyway. So, and then there was stuff about the Hernandezes. I don't know. What did you think about that? Rafe and...
Oh, from what I've... oh, you're talking about...
Dario
leaving
and...
town.
And Eduardo leaving town. And Dario was the one that set him up.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knows that quite yet.
Yeah, I just thought that was a shitty thing for Dario to do.
Yeah, I can't understand why he kind of went that far.
Yeah.
But then I had heard in the... I had heard, spoilers out here, that eventually him and Eduardo are going to team up, and they're going to be like key players in this in Salem, like an or you know, kind of like the Hernandezes, the Criarcases, and the Damaras, all kind of getting involved in stuff. And then Deimos hired Dario, or
right.
to hire Dario to work with him, because Dario came to, you know, warn him about. Now he's very protective of Nicole. I mean, he wants Nicole. Nicole wants Deimos. So he wants Deimos to work. I mean, he wants Dario to work for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
from what I A Martinez tweeted this week that, because it was announced that A went on recurring, he said that he asked to go on recurring to see the other projects. So people are assuming he was filming Longmire again. And that's why he had to go down to recurring. So we know he comes, you know, he's not permanently gone and he's filming now.
Oh, yeah. And it was his choice.
Yeah,
so,
it was his choice.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
people
choice.
Were saying, too, that I can't remember her name, the actress's name, but they think she's totally done taping. That was her last episode.
Oh, really?
So,
hmm,
yeah.
I wonder how they're going to where she went. If he comes back and then she's not there. Hmm.
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw
too.
Blanca or whatever her name is. She was on a couple
yeah,
minutes.
They're always getting on Eduardo mm-hmm. for not being there for the past, whatever, 20, 30 years. But Ma mm-hmm. Hernandez hasn't been there till recently either.
Mm-hmm.
Rafe's been in Salem forever. She missed all his weddings.
Mm-hmm.
she,
yeah.
Know, she missed all. She never met Sammy. You know, and then.
Yeah.
She wasn't
but then
there
again,
Gabby.
Rafe was an. Yeah, but then again, Rafe was an orphan when he first came on.
Yes,
I mean, if you really want to get technical and go back in the history, and yeah, like
yeah.
fans don't, you know, a lot of fans don't forget that kind of stuff. But yeah, and all of a sudden, then he had family coming everywhere. I mean, then he has all this family.
Yeah,
so, but I do like Dario. I do like him. I do like him. I like him. I like him with Nicole. I like Nicole with Deimos. Thing is I kind of like Nicole with everybody. That's kind of just,
I do too.
She's just so good.
I like all
her,
those men.
She's with. I liked her with EJ.
I
liked her with Rafe.
I felt that way about Kate. That's the way I feel about Kate. Frankly, I
yeah,
wish they were
I
all
do
with
too.
Me,
yeah,
but that's
Kate.
Another story now.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to watch it with somebody who with fresh perspective. You know, like I said, mm-hmm. my mom was watching it and Marianne, you won't appreciate this, but the Hernandez brothers were standing there, and she's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah.
like, what? Well,
no, I can't say that. I have
and
to.
And she
you
thought
know,
Wally,
Rafe,
yeah.
He's a good-looking guy.
Yeah.
I can't, you know, I'm not going to take that away
is.
From him. He is.
Yeah.
He is. I met
yeah.
him in person. Yeah, he is. He's very
and then Wally,
you know.
And then Wally walks
the character.
In, and she's like, oh, you know.
Oh,
I think he's really enjoying
yeah,
it.
Wally.
And
yeah,
then,
Wally
of course,
is
Andre
much,
and
much more.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
what, there's just one attractive oh. man after the other, something for everyone's taste, pretty much.
So is your mom hooked now? Is your mom hooked?
Well, after
watch
she
it.
Watched that one episode on Tuesday, she was like, man, I might have to watch this every day. So,
there you go.
I don't know. I don't know if I really got her hooked, but, you know, she definitely, because it was kind of funny because. I was explaining, so she would ask about the backstory on things, and I'd be like, I'd try to say like the most recent thing that happened, and I'd think, well, that's a really long story. You know, it's like try to explain Kate. You know, how do you explain
mm-hmm.
Kate? So I would just be like, okay, she really hates Chloe, and you know, it's a really long story.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah.
And then when you
actually
when you actually say all those things and you're like, okay, this really is crazy, but you know, and you just get so into the characters and stuff. So anyway, so she definitely enjoyed it. So I thought that was it was just kind of fun to see it through somebody else's eyes, you know, that doesn't usually watch
before
it.
Before I bring on a caller, I wanted to talk about Chad and Jennifer and that whole the whole scene where I think Billy Flynn was just amazing. Well, they both have been doing a good job, Melissa Reeves and Billy Flynn, where I thought it was really well done. They actually were mourning Abigail, and they're trying to get a memorial going for her, but Jennifer doesn't want to do it yet. But you saw them both in their grief and the contrast where Chad had no one. He's grieving by himself. He had no family, and it was funny because Jennifer was talking to Julie was talking to Sierra about, and Sierra feels bad for Chad because Chad has no family. She said, well, and Andre doesn't count. And Julie says, no one counts Andre. So he has no family like to help him mourn. And Jennifer had all the, you know, all her family there, Lucas and Adrian and Doug and Julie. And at the same time, Claire was singing Amazing Grace. And they were showing Chad. Yeah, and Chad was, like, talking to Abigail's picture. And he was telling her, and then he finally said to her, he said, yes, you wanted to redecorate this mansion, and we never got to it. He said, so we're going to decorate, baby, or whatever. And he just started ripping the whole room apart and had the chair over his head, and he broke down. And then Belle found him, kind of got him on his feet, and he finally kind of snapped out of it and said that he wants to legitimize the DeMeros, and he hired Belle. He wants Belle to help. And then they switched over to the Hortons, and Julie read this poem, which had me in tears. I don't know did you guys see that? That was, that was really,
What day was that?
Did you want to talk about that? Did you want to talk more about that? Was that Friday? Was it Thursday or Wednesday?
Okay. Had to be Wednesday. Yeah. I only saw Tuesday, Thursday, so.
Yeah, that was another another
on that,
good episode.
I'm curious, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Did you want to say anything about that, Carrie?
Yes. It was an amazing montage. It was very moving. I like Olivia Rose Keegan's voice. I think it's very unique. I mean, she's not Adele, but it's a very unique, you know, voice. And I thought that was very touching to hear her sing Amazing Grace and Chad slipping out. And, of course, all of us are cheering for him to keep trashing that stupid little study of the DeMeros.
Yeah.
We want the rest of the mansion back.
Yeah, and we're getting it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming back. Mm-hmm. I know Mateo tweeted about it. It's coming back. So,
Jennifer was looking at at Abigail's music box, and she found some baby pictures in there. I guess they were supposed to be of Abigail, and she started crying, got upset, and Lucas and Adrian were there, and this is kind of bothering me for a while. I don't understand where the hell is Hope, because Hope and Jennifer used to be best friends and cousins.
Yeah, where's Hope? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Hope's not there for Jennifer, and Jennifer's not there for Hope.
That's a good point. That's weird.
Yeah, it's pissing
me off.
That's
a flaw in the writing.
It is.
Yeah. Remember they used to sit on the couch and eat ice cream together and talk about their man problems and everything?
Well, they're their biggest, the closest. They're the two that are the closest in the
and
whole
Horton
family. Yeah, and they're not.
Yeah,
right.
And nobody was there for Maggie for her surgery. None of the Hortons showed up. I don't get it. It just seems like Maggie's a Kiriakis now, so she's not involved with the Hortons anymore. And then Hope's a Brady, and she doesn't seem to be involved with the Hortons anymore either. And, you know, the whole thing was just weird. I mean, Sierra showed up. That was nice. But Sean D wasn't there either.
Guess what? Neither was JJ. Where was JJ?
There.
Help his mother.
Yeah.
No. like, where? She was talking about JJ. yeah, he wasn't there at all. This is his mother and his sister. And it's like, where was JJ? Yeah, I thought that was funny, too. Weird. So
yeah, even Gabby wasn't with JJ. And, but, yeah, that's
no.
JJ and Abigail were extremely close.
I don't know if it's the writing and the availability of the actors. That might have something to do with it. I don't know. But you would think they would try to write it and get it in at the time that they would be available. I wanted to get you guys a take on this whole thing with Abigail and Chad Jennifer and Chad, and Jennifer insisting that Chad is not a good father, and Chad deciding, and I love that argument that they had in there, and he was saying about, you know, well, he says, why would I want to give him to you because of your slipping an addiction? And she kind of agreed with him. And she said, where does that leave us? And also he was saying about, well, look at you. You know, he says about, because I'm a Demira, and he says, look at your genes. I said, that was a low blow. That's but yeah, go Chad. I'm like team Chad anyway, but, and he said about, you know, your mother and, you know, and everything. So then she had this idea of giving Thomas to Lucas and Adrian. And I'm thinking, what? And Chad's going to agree to it. And Belle said, oh, I think this is a good idea. I guess he wants to concentrate on running the Demira family. But there's lots of people that lose husbands and families that lose their wife. Yeah. They don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. You find a way. You don't.
I know.
Yeah. And Chad's not a bad father. He never was a bad father.
Yeah.
And I don't get why Jennifer's so hell bent on that, and she doesn't let it go. So I don't know. But anyway, I don't get the whole day of giving. I don't. It doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
She's blaming Chad for Abigail being dead. So in a way, she's saying, well, you know, you didn't take care of my daughter, so you can't take care of the baby either.
Yeah, and Chad's kind of blaming himself, too, that he didn't protect Abigail better. But like he said, but Abigail was having problems. He said even Marlena, who is a psychiatrist, suggested that she put him in that, you know, put her in that place. So she's kind of blaming Chad for Abigail going there, and then Abigail... Well, really, it's not Chad's fault. She shouldn't, but anyway,
yeah.
I guess that's where she's coming from. So I guess Thomas is going to go to Adrian and Lucas. Nothing against Adrian and Lucas, but it's still just kind of weird.
Random. Yeah.
Yeah, random. Yeah, just for the, I don't know. I guess they just don't want to, they need Chad to concentrate on the mirror, you know, thing. So anyway.
Yeah, I mean, so he'd rather concentrate on business than his son. That makes no sense at all.
Yeah. I know, and that's not Chad. But then it said, he said, the stipulation was, I can see him anytime, with no, you know, hold back, you know, he can come anytime he wants and visit him anytime he wants. But that's still not the same. It's still like he's kind of given up his rights and he's not going to be living with him. So I don't know. I just didn't get that. It makes me mad every time I see them go on about that and making him like a bad father. But anyway, they were excellent scenes between, I think they both did a good job. So I'm going to bring, I think Angela's on the line. So I'm going to bring her on. Hello, Angela.
Hi there.
Hey there.
How are you, ladies?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I think on Tuesday, because I agree with you that Tuesday was a really good episode as far as some of the back and forth dialogue. I think it may have been one of the Culletons, but I need to go back and
but
check.
No,
I think it's still on my DVR.
Yeah.
But I think, but it was
Carolyn did Thursdays. I did look at Thursdays, but I couldn't remember it. I thought, I'll bet you Angela did.
The Thousands had the episode.
The humor were great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Monday and Friday was probably, in my mind, was the weakest. But Melissa Salmon's had an episode this week, I was thinking it was Thursday, but I could be wrong.
It might have been. She might have been the one. She might have been Tuesday because I only saw two this week,
mm-hmm.
and I remember looking at the writers on both of them, and I thought I saw Salmon's because I was thinking, oh, good, she's still writing, you know, because I knew
she's still
she
there
eventually. So
I
yeah,
don't know.
She's
I'm not
still
there
picture,
right now.
I think it might be.
I think it was
Salmon's.
Yeah, I think it was a Coolerton possibly on Tuesday, and then I think Melissa Salmon's may have been Thursday. Either way, I thought the episode, whatever episode it was, where when I think that was probably Thursday. Is it? Well, again, I've watched everything on the DVR. It's my time, so I apologize. I actually saw most of the week, but whether I even
good.
Saw it all in order, I don't know.
Good.
In between different, a whole bunch of other things. And but any bottom line was I thought even the explanation in 3 words or less of why Julie and Doug were selling the Martin mansion was hysterical. I just smiled and I just said go with it, and I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I thought only Susan
uh-huh.
Seaforth Hayes could have gotten that out as quickly as she did.
Uh-huh, exactly.
They're amazing.
It made me feel so good to see her, and, they don't utilize them always as well as they could, but I thought that was sweet, and hats off to Lauren, and y'all already talked about it, I won't go into it, but I completely agree with what you said. It was hysterical because you could see in her face, and she stood there shaking her head about, oh, these sweet people that are living here, and this is their home, and I know that you wouldn't turn them out. You know. And, you just knew right that
boy,
second,
Julie.
These people are gone.
That was really
good. Oh, and that reminds me of one of Andre's lines when he comes up to the door and he says, as I see people hurling their luggage down the hill.
Oh, yeah, he did say that. I forgot about that.
I died. I was I even replayed it because I was like, did I just hear what I think I heard? And that visual, oh, my gosh.
The way he delivers the lines. Looked on his face,
I thought that was very good, and I enjoyed that part. I do think that Billy Flynn is really trying. I'm still not as much on the Billy Flynn trail as everybody else is, but I do think that he did a good job. I think he's grown a lot being on the show. I think that was I was with everybody on Let's Tear Up That Room because that's one of the ugliest sets that I've ever seen in my life, and the callers in that room.
You want the big one
back. I mean, it's just like I just want to go and strip that wallpaper down. This is horrible. Anyway, so that was good. But I thought that the scene, I think Melissa Reeves really, I hope she gets nominated, even though I don't believe in the Emmys and I don't think they necessarily go to the people that are actually even deserving. I think it's a give and a get kind of a situation to share across the four shows. But I do think Melissa Reeves has done some beautiful work grieving over Abigail. And, I mean, I think she's done a good job. I think it's completely out of character that JJ would not be with his mother as much of the time as he possibly could. I understand he's now Mr. Super, police officer, on the force in 3 weeks. But, that's so fundamental to the family. And I think it's so many people, like y'all mentioned earlier, about people that were there and then not there. And then all of a sudden, like Adrian and Lucas keep popping up. For a while there, we thought they were, at least I did anyway, I thought they were all.
I guess they're still getting married. Yeah, but she's
now
about getting married.
Oh, now it's
wedding.
Full blown.
Now they're going to have a baby.
And they're going to move into the, I think, aren't they moving into the Demira Mansion? And that's what they're going to do? They're going to say they'll have a home.
Oh, maybe they're.
Which I think they're moving into
is
the
that
mansion
what they're
to help
do?
Take care of the baby.
Maybe.
Well, it makes sense to have people
that would
in
make
like,
sense.
They have these sets. they need to get more people in these sets other than just to have four chats sitting there by himself. But so I'm happy because, you know, as a Brian DeTillo fan, I do think that whatever morsel they have given Brian, he has really done well with it.
Absolutely.
And so I would
really
like to see.
If they're moving into the dimension, that's where I felt like he always belonged. And so, you know, because I always secretly thought he was a Demira.
Isn't
so
he,
if we have to do it
that
way.
Isn't he Andre and Kate's? Isn't he Andre and Kate's son? Remember, we always wanted that.
Then whatever.
There's so many ways they could go. And, you know, we just have, I personally think so much of the stuff that has been so disjointed, and again, part of it's disjointed because frankly I haven't been watching it consistently every week, so it may not be as disjointed as I perceive it to be because I haven't seen it all, but I do think that there's some things that are just were not explained well. I mean, it's just kind of like all of a sudden here Adrian Lucas out of the clear blue sky, you know, now they're going to take care of Thomas. Again, yeah, and I'm fine with that. It gives it, I like Judy Evans. Yeah, I love Brian DeTillo. When he's been back on, he's done some of his best work, and I want him to have an opportunity to shine. So however they figure out a way to get him on the show more, I'm 100% on it. So that's good. But I just thought it was totally odd.
Back to your point of things being like just thrown in there for no reason. I don't know if you saw Sierra ran into Rory. Did you see that?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he just showed up out of the blue sky. We haven't seen him what?
Yeah,
that
was really clear out of the. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I remember to bring that point up when you said that. It's like, did you
see
that? Like she came out and he said, "Oh, you're Sierra, right?" And he says, "I'm JJ's friend," and I was, you know, that was really terrible about Abigail. But other than that, I don't know what it was supposed to be for, or if it's going to be, you know, foreshadowing for something coming up, or it was just odd.
At this point, you just kind of have to take it as it comes. I think
it was good to see Rory again, but.
I mean, I think we all liked him, but I have long since thought he was gone. And it was kind of like a shock to see him show up on the screen. The other thing, though, that when we were talking about Jennifer and Hope not being around, and, and of course this whole, I'm not, obviously not a Roach fan, but so I don't, you know.
Who is?
there's not many on this podcast, I don't think. But I think that right now that they had a story, you know. I'm never gonna. I guess I'm just never gonna give up and completely blame. I've just drawn a blank on his name, but the guy that had come from Young and Restless and has written these mystery stories. The show had gotten ridiculously dark and really just outlandish. I think when it got so bad a few months ago and they announced that, you know, Dina is coming back to help us, everything will be fabulous once Dina is there, and that supposedly Dina has not done anything with this. I think absolutely they've been cut, and I think we've heard, I think there's been rumor circulating, and and even on the Mary Beth Evans Plank blog, you know, it's obvious that a bunch of their stuff had been cut. And then they actually had a thread on Daytime Royalty there for a good while about, you know, what are the recent cuts out of the scenes. So they've obviously cut and pasted, and they got rid of some folks. I think some of that is somehow tied in with, was it Michael Caruso? He used to work on Days of Our Lives years ago. I don't know if he was a producer. Somebody that was in the control room at Days when as a young guy. If you go back and look at, I don't know which one of the books it is. It may have even been in the 45-year anniversary book. But there's some book where they're showing some background pictures, and there's a picture of this younger guy, and I recognized the name, and I looked it up, and I realized this is the guy that did Winterthorne and has been involved with some other of these other projects. So I wonder if maybe part of the whole bringing on Jean-Paul Lavoisier, bringing back Martha Madison, then taking them away, and then bring whatever all this is all just has been
right.
too could have been driven
well,
behind
both, I
the
guess
scenes.
He's supposed to be leaving, right? Phillip's supposed to be leaving.
I think he's gone.
Yeah.
He did an interview last
Sunday. Are they bringing
Sunday.
Another Phillip back? Is JKJ coming back, or is the character just being gone for?
I haven't heard or read anything about it. John Paul Lavoisier was on AfterBuzz last Sunday night. There wasn't a lot he could say, and honestly, he didn't seem to be super energetic about any of what had gone on, but which is probably understandable. But I think if they don't bring J. Kenneth Johnson back, they just shouldn't bring Phillip back. Let Phillip and Chloe, of course, there's a rumor that Chloe will end up giving the baby up. And, of course, what would be perfect, though, if they left together, because I'm still a firm believer that Parker is Phillip's child.
Yeah.
I'm not even letting go of that person.
Yeah.
It would be more credence to that. So I think who knows what they're going to do. I'm going to give. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Dina's supposedly starting next week with her stories. So we'll see. I do think though that some of the Billy Flynn, and then I'm going to even say Billy Flynn. I think some of the writing for Chad. It's not Billy Flynn personally. I think being an Ejami fan that I am, I don't think there's ever going to be, an Ejami Jr. couple, no matter what they try to do. And I feel like when they start talking about, oh, he's misunderstood and he's really, he's wanting to do good for Abigail and he wants to do good for her now that she's gone. And of course, now we know, of course, she's going to be coming back. And then we had these scenes, and I looked at the NBC, and this has happened before, but I happened to look at the NBC page sometime, I guess it was earlier this week or late last week, and it may have been one of the pictures, it was one of the preview shots, and, they're doing Martha Madison's hair like they would do Sammy's. They've got her in a little red dresses, just like Sammy. Then they've got, it just looks like if you were not watching the show closely or you didn't, you could glance and say, oh, well, things are kind of going along as they were before. And I just feel like they're still kind of, searching for that. Mm-hmm. And I worry a little bit for the character Chad. Again, I don't think Chad, like I said, as a character is not one of my favorite characters. He was not an original character. It was kind of a sideline character that just sort of came along during one of the last writing regimes in the last six or 7 years. And so it'll be interesting to see. I do think I will say Billy Flynn has done a fantastic job in terms of really getting recognition. He's got good fan support. These guys are out there, visiting with fans and which is all helpful too. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Some of the stuff, you just have to kind of let go. I was so disappointed about A. Martinez going to recurring.
That was his choice. I'm always okay with it, as long as I know it's their choice.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't use him. Why would you bring on basically one of the best?
Well, that's
so
probably why
like
he wanted to go, and he's not, why he's fine with that. He's probably finding other things to do because he knew it wasn't going anywhere.
Managing Club TV and being a talk
I want to bring on one more caller before we have to go. Okay.
Hey, girls.
Hello.
Hey,
hi, Bobby.
Hey, this is Bobby.
Hi.
Hey,
hi, how are you?
Who's the other caller that's on the line with me and you guys? I forgot. What's her name again?
Angela.
Oh,
Angela.
Angela.
Well, Angela, I do agree with you on the work that Billy Flynn had done. I mean, I haven't seen yesterday's show, but as far as Melissa Reed, she's doing one, and pardon my language here for a little bit, she's doing one hell of a job with this story. I mean, like I said, I didn't see yesterday's show, but when I look at the other actresses and actors that have done that, and it's going to be hard when you look at who's going to go in supporting and who's going to go in lead. Ariana Zucker had knocked it out of the park earlier this year with the Daniel dying storyline. Jen Lilly been on fire lately with her leaving. This would be a great way to get her an Emmy. Mary Beth has kind of cooled off since she had won her two Emmys earlier this year. And Melissa just really picking up where she left off, even though she lost the supporting Emmy last year to Jessica Collins of Young and Restless. I think she's just kind of working towards redemption. However, when you put in Ari in there and Jen in there and Nadia with her work, it's going to be tough to see who's going to go into supporting and who might get the actual lead. That would be
right.
Just,
yeah.
But
don't know whether Jennifer or Melissa would be a lead actor. I think she's still considered supporting. But yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she
right.
has really good stuff for a good chance for an Emmy, and so does Ari.
Right.
Yeah.
I agree, and I think with the talent that you got in the lead actress, I know that one name's probably going to be up there where, for the last few years, she had either won or lost the Emmy, and I recall a couple of years ago when Ari was nominated, she lost to, hello?
We're here.
Yeah, she lost to.
Yep.
I recall a couple of years ago when Ari got first nominated in that category in supporting actress. I think it might have been lead. She lost to Laura Wright of General Hospital, and I think mm-hmm. her name got to be mentioned into the mix for lead actress if Ari goes into lead or versus Melissa. But at the same time, I do want to say that we might be seeing another double Emmy winner from Days, because last year with Mary Beth Evans for her show The Bay and Days picking up lead actresses. Now I'm thinking it's probably going to be Claire with Favorite Song and for Young Actress, mm-hmm. but Vivian's definitely just knocking it out of the park right now. But I think you can also credit also maybe possibly putting Martha Madison's name in for maybe possibly being a double actress winner with her work with Winifred and for supporting actress Adele, because there's another name that could be a threat towards a double Emmy threat along with Olivia and maybe Mary Beth next year.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if, but I honestly had anticipated that Christian Alfonso actually should have been on the air more these last couple of weeks. I know that was mentioned earlier. This having been still within the anniversary time period and the fact that she was not nominated last year, when that really should have been, and again, it wasn't well written, and so I can understand why she may not have even submitted for it. But
right.
I do think she belongs in the story more than we're seeing. And I think Anna and Carrie and Marianne have already kind of made some of the points about why is Hope not there with Jennifer? Plus the fact when we saw the dream sequence with Stefano and Bo and that precious scene, and I can't think the young boy, who was the little boy that was killed? Zach.
Sorry.
Yeah, but she made a commitment to in that dream sequence, and maybe it was just a dream, but she made the commitment to Stefano that she was going to look out for his son, Chad. Well, that would be a fantastic conflict thing if Hope mm-hmm. would get with Jen and really, being supportive of Chad having custody mm-hmm. and coming up with a solution. But she's nowhere to be found.
I agree. I agree.
Something in the spoilers about Chad wanting Kate to work for him or to come back and help him reorganize stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I heard something like that. So.
Right, I agree. And I will probably just say that Sierra have had some great scenes. Vivian have had some great scenes since the rape storyline. So she got to be considered a great opportunity to win a young actress. I mean, I like Vivian's work. I'm impressed. And I think the same might be said true with perhaps maybe if you give her a real storyline to work with and not having her have a storyline for a couple of days and get off Camille Bennett's, because I know she's been busy with her primetime show, and that's have kind of hurt her.
I like Camille
a little bit.
She's improved a lot, Camille.
Because it's going to kind of also is something that I think that Hunter King of Young and Rest is going to probably fall into when she becomes a full-time regular cast member on Life in Peace this next month, later this month. Because Hunter King might be falling into that category over on YNR with the fact that she has a couple of weeks already to her credit. But I did enjoy Dory having to see my favorite comedy team, Teresa and Annie, on the show Thursday.
Yeah, we didn't talk about them, but yeah, they were on.
Oh, that's right, with the wedding dress.
Yeah, they were with the wedding dress.
Yeah.
Trying on the wedding dress.
Right, right. And I also wanted to say, I know that Kate Madison would more likely probably over Marcy Miller, unless Marcy gets some good stories in the next few months, might be considered an Emmy favorite, but I will have to say, I wanted to say if Angela have got a chance to see Unwanted Guests last week with her in it.
The movie? I'm sorry, what was she in?
It was on Lifetime, and I tell you,
you mentioned that. I put it. It's on my DVR because you mentioned it last week, and I put it on my DVR, but I have not watched it yet. But I do have it
I just wanted to say, I don't want to give any spoilers, but I just want to say, whichever Abigail gets more likely the credit to get into the Emmy nomination next year, that's got to be considered a top list, because I didn't even mention Kate Madison, and not to mention, even though we have yet to see, and maybe not going to see her till probably November sweep, if not by February sweep, Marcy Miller taking over the role of Abigail, but that's somebody else that got to keep a close eye on come Emmy time.
Oh, yeah, Kate Madison, she has some good work, too, for the Emmy.
But I just wanted to say you all have a great Labor Day weekend. I will just remind the folks that are looking for dates.
On
Monday, that's going to be golf on.
No days on Monday?
So is preempted.
Okay.
And General Hospital is a rerun. And General Hospital is a rerun.
Okay.
So unless you want to just get a chance to catch up on the CBS soaps, that's the only soaps that will be actually going.
Or else I may have to catch up on all the ones on the DVR that I haven't seen of days.
Right.
But,
well,
yeah.
I still got one.
Thank you.
Okay.
I still got one more.
I didn't know that.
I still got one more days to catch up, and that was yesterday. So, and I didn't get a chance to watch it thinking live because I was thinking with the storm stretching the East Coast. I thought I thought that our area was going to get preempted, like in for stations in Myrtle Beach, Charleston, and Savannah. So I just didn't want to take no chances of actually getting a storm report because I think the Wilmington one just had half hour preempts. Just a few minutes update. And then they went to, I think, live as the storm went up the coast after their 4 o'clock news. So I didn't want to take no chances.
Okay.
But,
well, thanks
but
for calling
safe,
in,
better
Bobby.
Safe than sorry.
And have a
but
nice
I'll
weekend.
Right. I definitely will check out days, and you all have a great weekend. I'll talk to you all next week, hopefully.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Take care.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So before we wrap it up, I know Carrie, what's the whole week? Is there anything that we missed? I think I'm trying to think in my head if we missed anything. I think we covered everything.
Oh, yeah.
No?
We missed something big. Jeffer had a knock on the door on Friday. It was scene of the week, and her mother Laura was there. That was Friday.
Yeah, that's how it ended.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just when Chad had brought that up in the argument about her mother. So yeah.
Hopefully, she'll actually be the one that has the word that Abigail was not really dead, because isn't she the one that was in the asylum with Vivian when they had the burn when it burned down and so forth and everybody thought.
Oh yeah, and they did show a scene of a girl like crying in bed. So I think that was Abigail.
Yeah.
That was this week too.
Yes, that's true.
They kind
of that was the end of that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
So.
Cool.
Forgot about
that. Yeah. Thanks, Carrie.
And I don't know if anybody else, popped up or.
That's all I got.
Oh, and. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
then like
I just don't. I don't want Daniel Cosgrove to leave. I'm like, I want to say that every week.
Oh,
I
know.
I do not want Daniel Cosgrove to leave the show. They have written him.
They
kind of
threw him under
every time
under a bus again. That was a shame.
I mean, threw him under the bus.
Even as a bad,
I like him. Even as a bad guy, I really like him a lot.
He can handle anything they would give him.
You know.
I think he's gone, but I think it's a huge mistake. Every week I want to say,
I really do want him to stay. Yeah. I know, I just love him. Oh, that makes me mad. Ugh.
Yeah.
It would suck, too. I was so excited when he got cast.
Mm-hmm. I know.
So and everybody liked Hayden, you know, Hope and Hayden.
They
I think they had more fans. Melissa Sammons wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they had more fans than Rope, too. I don't know.
I know.
I
think they did, too.
Just from seeing on Twitter and just seeing the comments. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think he got credit for how hard it had to have been to come on, you know, first out of the gate, you know, with supposedly Bo being gone. Or, you know, obviously we know what the story was. But anyway, I think he's a great actor, whether he plays evil or good or in between or whatever he is.
Yes.
I think he's good. He's a handsome guy, and he's a good actor. And I think he's been a really good egg to have been on there twice and with the bad story. So we shall see, but we'll see. Dina has no excuses coming up next week when it comes on. We'll see.
Tune in next week to find out how Angela plots to.
I'm giving her a chance.
She just better do right by Kate and Andre, is all I have to say. That blind item on Daytime Royalty about a head writer getting run over by a bus is starting to sound getting more and more clear. No,
I don't post on Daytime Royalty, but I did have a conversation last night with Deborah in North Carolina. Making a suggestion about what they could do.
I was not that far off.
I know.
We could use that blind light item on our site. Oh man. Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well,
all right. Anything
fun.
Else?
This was so fun. I hope everybody has a good
day. Yeah.
Yeah. Is anything?
Have a great Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
And, enjoy and
going to work, but
everybody.
I will part of the day. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. See you next week.
Take
care.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
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 Take care.